By most accounts, the idea for a national boycott started in Los Angeles, and today many parts of that city were feeling the impact, from Koreatown to a huge section of downtown L.A. that's a major food supplier to the region. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
On a normal Monday, L.A.'s downtown produce district is usually bustling with trucks being loaded with fruits and vegetables. But this morning, the area is virtually empty. Two of the largest market distribution centers were closed with locks on their gates. And only one of them, the L.A. Produce Market, where I'm standing now, had a few open warehouses.
Nobody is here. It's closed. All the market is closed.
Truck driver George Torres normally delivers produce to supermarkets across Southern California. Today, he had to scramble to find even a few items. L.A.'s sprawling produce district, which supplies hundreds of stores and restaurants today, was like a ghost town. Ray Gobari, who owns a grocery store, was at the market loading his own truck. He gave his mostly Latino workforce the day off.
You know, we did talk to them if you want to come and all that. They says, no, we don't want to come. So I said, you know, whoever wants to come, fine. Whoever doesn't want to come, no problem. But I have nothing against them. It's okay. You can get by today. It's only one day. I hope.
Across the city, many stores, restaurants, and work sites closed voluntarily, and customers stayed home as part of the economic boycott. Many Korean merchants say their Latino workers asked for the day off to go to demonstrations, the biggest of which cut through the heart of Koreatown. Numerous immigrant employees and high school students didn't show up for work or school, but others said they didn't want to lose a day's pay. L.A.'s hospitals and hotels seem to be relatively unaffected by the boycott. Miguel Mejias is a doorman at the Biltmore Hotel.
Well, actually, we're kind of full house. We've got a lot of people, but there's been some problems with the taxi drivers. I call a minivan. There's no minivan because, you know, it's a day without immigrants.
What do you think about the boycott?
I think it's good because people really need a chance to get a driver license or, you know, to live the American dream.
Mejia says, like in many businesses, the largely immigrant staff who did show up to work today also plan to go to the rallies before or after their shifts. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.